I'm currently working on my third poetry manuscript, which I've entitled The First Hunger. Animating my manuscript are eco poems that raise questions about the nature of human and animal appetites and the increasing levels of consumption that threaten the environment, while also exploring queer forms of intimacy and resilience in the Anthropocene. In the manuscript, there are poems inquiring into the forces and agencies like gut flora, bacteria, and microorganisms that impact animals and human animals in complex ways, yet may not even rise to the level of consciousness. Living in an era in which the global pandemic is shaping discourse about animals and environment, sometimes in reductive ways, my manuscript seeks to deepen the conversation about how the crisis derives from our problematic relationships to animals and the environment, as well as the indiscriminate omnivorism that characterizes our age. So, The First Hunger delves into the anxieties, violence, and pleasures of consumption, corporeal, economic, and societal, and its impacts on peoples, animals, and environments. And I'll read one of the poems from the manuscript called Ornithology 103. We came to study the seagulls. When our field trip to the sea didn't pan out, budget cuts, we caravaned to the dump, fording through oceans of crud to see the gulls in their habitat. Necklaced with binoculars, we monitored their behavior, scribbled field notes. It's true. They've learned to slam and shatter tinned fish like clams against the rocks and comb through swells of metals, denuded Christmas trees, tables protruding like pectoral fins, and even drowning mannequins for stray crumbs, dabs of meat, and best of all, deshelled crab meat. When our professor, spying a herring gull, wandered off, we ditched our binoculars and played king of the trash heap, rapiering freshmen with umbrellas. Too late, we turned when the gulls unburied the creature, when it coughed up bright ribbons of plastic globbed with blood, when it shimmied on a belly bloated by improbable hungers towards us, when it dressed itself with fruit peels, a hooked fish, a garnish of glass, and even its own intestines, a map looping back to us. Too late, I turned when it curled eel slick against me, as if I were its father.